From Virginia Farm Bureau, this is Cattle Pulse. It's February 2025, and I'm Elijah Griles in Richmond, Virginia. It's great to have you tuned in, and hopefully you're listening to this somewhere warm for a little bit. I do just want to acknowledge the incredibly difficult conditions I know you all have been enduring over the past couple of weeks. I know that there are so many of you that have just been frozen up with waters locked up and pastures turned into a skating rink. I've seen lots of videos of people sliding down hillsides, equipment not wanting to start, cattle getting trapped in gullies. I'm sure the list just goes on and on. But thank you for what you do and your commitment to your fellow cattle producers here in Virginia as we keep the industry going strong, even in these difficult conditions. And of course, our consumers who rely on you all for tasty beef. To start off, let's take a look at our national feeder cattle futures contracts. That March contract is at $371 a hundredweight. It's up 5.8% from a month ago. April is at $369 a hundredweight, up 5.3% from a month ago. And our May contract is at $365 a hundredweight, up 4.8% from a month ago. I must say that these numbers are not surprising given the information that we got from our National Cattle Inventory Report. As promised in last month's episode, USDA released the much anticipated January 2026 Cattle Inventory Report on Friday, January 30th. There's several numbers that we're going to highlight here in the episode, but the first is, of course, the big one, all cattle and calves on January 1, 2026. Those came in at 86.2 million head, and that's slightly below our 86.5 million head we had on the same date in 2025. Beef cows, important for us here in the cow-calf industry, were at 27.6 million head, down 1% from a year ago, while beef replacement heifers were up 1% from a year ago at 4.71 million head. So a slight increase there. We'll talk more about that later. Josh Maples at Mississippi State, who I know some of you all know from Beef Cattle University and other industry events, he always provides excellent analysis, and he notes that this is actually the smallest January 1 beef cow herd since 1960. All of this sets up a national cattle supply picture that is very bullish, and we've seen that reflected in the feeder cattle futures contracts. In the same vein, the January 1 cattle on feed number was 11.5 million head. That's down 3% from a year ago. Heifers on feed, the share of heifers on feed was 39% of cattle on feed, and their total number was 4.6 million, and that's down 3% from 2025 as well. Pre-report expectations that the national beef cattle herd would stabilize or even increase slightly did not materialize, and that 39% heifers on feed number indicates that there is not significant retention happening still. This is a bit lower than we've seen throughout 2025, but there's still not a strong sign that people are retaining heifers at the rate that we would need in order to actually see significant herd expansion. I will reiterate that we did see a slight increase in the number of beef replacement heifers nationwide, though, with that number increasing from last year by 41,700. Here in the Old Dominion, cattle and calves held steady at 1.32 million head, with beef cows that have calved increasing very slightly from 574,000 in 2025 to 575,000, so up 1,000 from last year. Beef cow replacement heifers, note this, did increase 6% from 83,000 to 88,000. It appears that nationally, the signals are more of what I would call stabilization than expansion. With the numbers that we see of heifer retention nationwide, we're still not looking at significant herd expansion being possible until 2027 at the earliest. So we have seen our beef cow replacement heifers here in Virginia make that 6% bump. I think moving into this year will be very interesting with these persistent winter drought conditions. It's very unusually dry for this time of year across the state. Whether or not we're going to see this trend continue as we move into the year. So definitely something to keep an eye on there. I do want to note that this week is very exciting for Virginia as Gene Copenhaver was inducted as the NCBA president at CattleCon in Nashville, Tennessee, and he is the first Virginian to take this role. So very excited for him. Congratulations to you, Gene, and we're certainly excited to have such a strong voice at the national level for cattlemen from right here in Virginia. If all this winter weather has you looking for new snow tires for your truck or tractor, trying to get around in these slippery conditions, then here is a message from our products division for you.
Hi, this is Logan Boyd from Virginia Farm Bureau Products Division. Oftentimes we get asked what kind of tires we offer. We can get our hands on most any brand you want. Our flagship brand is Asenzo. We stock those in just about every size you can imagine. They've proven to be a quality tire that stand up on the road and in the field, and they have a warranty that not many other brands in the industry stand up to. You can visit our website at products.vafb.com or calling 1-800-476-8473.
It's time now for our weather and climate outlook. The bad news is that our most recent drought monitor shows that 98% of the state is abnormally dry or worse. The Western Piedmont, Eastern Mountains, Central South Side, and all of Northern Virginia are in severe drought conditions, making up 44% of the state. 31% of the state, consisting of the Eastern Piedmont, Western Mountains, Northern Neck, Eastern Shore, and Tidewater, are in moderate drought. And lastly, that remaining 21% of Eastern Central Virginia and far Southwestern Virginia are abnormally dry. The good news, perhaps if we want to find the silver lining, is that the snow and ice melt from our recent winter storms should help replenish soil moisture slowly, hopefully, as things warm up. But long-range outlooks do not indicate significant drought improvements moving into the spring. The NOAA Climate Prediction Center February outlook, unsurprisingly, shows a 50 to 60% chance of below normal temperatures for all of the state and equal chances of above or below normal precipitation for all of the state. I know looking at the weather forecast for the next 7 days, chances of snow and below normal temperatures certainly would back this up as we move into February. Before we wrap up today, let's do the numbers. Abingdon Tri-State came in at $411.31, up 10.1% from a month ago. Blackstone was at $418.25 a hundredweight, up 12.7% from a month ago. Lynchburg was at $427.47, up 12.3% from a month ago. Radiant was at $440.44, up 15% from a month ago. Shenandoah Valley was at $422.49, up 2.3% from a month ago. And Winchester was at $426.16 a hundredweight, up 11.9% from a month ago. That gave us a six market average of $424.36 a hundredweight, up a whopping 10.6% from a month ago. That six market average of $424.36 a hundredweight is 37% above a year ago. Last month, I pointed out that historically, January is our lowest average price month for five weight steers of the year. Now, initially, I thought when I ran the numbers for this month, oh wow, I was totally off with the incredible 11% gain we saw over December. But then I realized we don't know what the rest of the year will actually hold. So in January of 2024, we saw a massive 15% bump in average prices over December of 23. And yet, January 2024 was still our lowest average price of that year. Again, in 2025, January saw a 6.5% bump over December of 24, and it was still the lowest price of the year. Now, with the incredibly high, I even forgot to mention record-setting average price of almost $425 a hundredweight, it's hard to say, hard to imagine, that January will be the lowest price of 2026. But as I noted at the top of the episode, all of the cattle inventory numbers are bullish. The biggest question mark now is on the consumer side. Will the high prices for beef reduce the quantity of beef demanded? We could dive more into that here, but that's all the time we have together today. I look forward to talking to you about cattle markets and economics next month. We hope you'll tune in again. As always, we love to hear from you. Please reach out to me at elijah.griles@vafb.com, and we'll talk to you next month.